Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Have you ever been part of a team? Maybe you played a team sport, like soccer or baseball. Maybe you and a friend joined forces to build a pillow fort. Maybe you and your family worked together to clean the house. When we work as a team, there is so much we can do. And in today's story, we'll meet a character who realizes that to accomplish something really big, she can't do it alone. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called Coyote's Flame. Versions of this tale come from many Native American peoples, including the Shoshone, Karuk, and Kiowa Apache. Some really great people came together to bring you our adaptation of this folktale, including Brittany O'Grady, whom you grown-ups might recognize from Little Voice on Apple TV Plus and Star on Fox. So, circle around, everyone, for Coyote's Flame. Long, long ago, in the earliest times, animals ruled the earth. And boy, that earth was a chilly and gloomy place. You see, there was no sun and no warmth because all the fire in the world was hidden away, hoarded by selfish, cave-dwelling creatures known as the Fire Beings. So the animals kept shivering and trembling and staggering in the dark until one of the most clever critters, Coyote, decided to do something about it. On yet another nippy, sunless day, Coyote called three of her closest friends together. There was Squirrel, who, back when our story takes place, had a fluffy, bushy tail that was as straight as a needle.
Hey there, Coyote! What's going on?
There was Chipmunk, who had a plain, reddish-brown back.
Yeah, Coyote, why'd you call us here?
And there was Frog, who in those days sported a skinny, green tail.
What can we do for you, pal?
Coyote squinted at Squirrel, Chipmunk, and Frog through the inky blackness.
Well, folks, take a look around you. Or try to, anyway. The world is so very cold and so very dark. And I don't know how much longer we animals can live like this. We need heat and we need light. And that's why I believe it's time to free the fire from the Fire Beings.
Squirrel, Chipmunk, and Frog gasped.
But Coyote...
The Fire Beings have been hoarding the fire forever.
They'll never give any of it to us.
Coyote wagged her shaggy brown tail.
Oh, I know they'll never give us any fire. That's why we are going to take it.
Take it?
Yes, just a little of it. Enough so we can bring brightness and warmth to the rest of the world. Look, each one of you is nimble and swift. Squirrel, you can scurry up and down the tallest of trees. Chipmunk, you can scamper around like the wind. And Frog, you can hop and jump like nobody's business. If we all work together, I know we can get some fire. Are you with me, friends?
Squirrel, Chipmunk, and Frog weren't sure what to say. But then the wind picked up. And as the icy breeze chilled their bones, it also made up their minds.
Count me in, Coyote.
Me too.
Me three.
Coyote, Squirrel, Chipmunk, and Frog spent hours concocting a plan. Then, together, they journeyed to the mountain where the Fire Beings built their cave. When the four friends reached the bottom of the mountain, they were nervous but determined. Coyote glanced up toward the mountain's faraway peak, then turned her eyes toward Squirrel.
Squirrel, you wait here. When you get the signal, you know what to do. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Coyote squeezed Squirrel's paw, then continued with Chipmunk and Frog up the mountain. When they were halfway to the top, Coyote nodded at Chipmunk.
Chipmunk, you wait here. When you get the signal, you know what to do. Are you ready?
I think so. Yes.
Coyote patted Chipmunk on the head, then continued with Frog up the mountain. When they were nearly at the top, Coyote motioned for Frog to stop.
Frog, you wait here. When you get the signal, you know what to do. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. I'll do my best.
Coyote gave Frog a smile, then continued up the mountain all by herself. When she reached the peak, she found the pile of rocks that marked the entrance to the Fire Being's cave. Careful not to make a sound, Coyote pushed some of the rocks aside and peered into the cave. And as she did, she was dazzled by something she had never seen before.
Light.
The light was radiating from a tall heap of logs, sticks, and twigs, all of them blazing with fire. The red, orange, and yellow flames flickered, sputtered, and crackled. And dancing around that flickering, sputtering, crackling fire were the Fire Beings. As Coyote watched them frolic, rollick, swirl, and twirl, her heart raced a million miles a minute. But she knew what she had to do. What will Coyote do next? What would you do if you were Coyote? We'll find out what happens after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today our story is called Coyote's Flame. Before the break, Coyote, Squirrel, Chipmunk, and Frog journeyed to the home of the Fire Beings, selfish creatures who had been hoarding fire in their cave on top of the mountain forever. Squirrel, who had a straight, bushy tail, stayed at the bottom of the mountain. Chipmunk, who had a plain, reddish-brown back, stayed halfway up. Frog, who had a skinny, green tail, stayed near the top. And Coyote climbed all the way to the peak. When she peered into the cave, she saw the Fire Beings whirling and twirling around a blazing fire made from twigs, logs, and sticks. But the moment Coyote stepped inside, the Fire Beings stopped dancing and fixed the strange invader with a withering glare.
Who are you?
And how dare you enter our cave?
Get out of here now,
or we'll throw you out.
Coyote flashed the Fire Beings an innocent grin.
I'm sorry, friends, but I was wandering by and caught sight of your glorious dancing. Never in my life have I witnessed such marvelous moves. May I please join in? Just for a little while.
Well, Coyote's flattery worked. Now that the Fire Beings were all buttered up, they were more than happy to let their new admirer dance with them around the fire. And what a dancer she was! Coyote skipped and pranced, strutted and spun, And with every whirl and twirl, she got closer and closer to the brilliant, blistering fire. Until...
Aha!
She was close enough to reach in and snatch a blazing stick. Quick as a wink, she gripped the stick between her teeth and made a break for the cave's entrance.
Wait a minute! That intruder is stealing our fire!
Stop her!
Stop her!
With the fire beings hot on her trail, Coyote dashed out of the cave. But as she took off down the mountainside, she skidded to an abrupt stop. A huge boulder was blocking her path. As Coyote prepared to make the biggest jump of her life, one of the fire beings drew near enough to grab the tip of her shaggy tail. Luckily, Coyote was able to break free and spring over the boulder.
Phew!
But guess what? Ever since then, the tip of her brown tail has been white. Coyote kept going, the flaming stick clamped between her teeth. Eventually, she darted down to the spot where Frog was waiting.
Take it away, Frog!
It would be my pleasure, Coyote.
In the blink of an eye, Frog seized the stick and put it in his mouth. Then he went bounding down the mountain, his slender green tail bouncing up and down behind him. Suddenly, Frog slipped on a wet stone. As he struggled to regain his footing, one of the fire beings managed to catch up and grasp Frog's tail. Frog lunged forward with all his might.
Hi-ya!
But his tail stayed behind, gripped tight in the fire being's hand. And, wouldn't you know it, ever since then, Frog has had no tail. Frog kept hopping with the fiery stick until he reached the spot where Chipmunk was waiting.
It's all yours, Chipmunk.
Oh, thank you, Frog.
Without hesitation, Chipmunk took the smoldering stick and put it in her mouth. Then she went skittering down the mountain, her tiny reddish-brown body a blur as she scurried along. But when she slowed down to swim through a puddle, one of the fire beings stretched out its arm and scratched its fingers down Chipmunk's back.
Gah!
Chipmunk picked up the pace and got away. But you know what? Ever since then, her plain brown back has been marked by dark and light stripes. Chipmunk continued down the mountain, back to the spot where Squirrel was waiting.
Show us what you can do, Squirrel.
You bet I will, Chipmunk.
In no time flat, Squirrel caught the stick from Chipmunk, clenched it in his teeth, and sprinted away from the mountain. He made a beeline for a towering oak tree, but just as he was about to scuttle up the trunk, one of the fire beings dove toward him and clutched onto his tail.
Ah!
Squirrel plunged ahead, though.
Woo-hoo!
And when he broke away from the fire being, his straight, bushy tail arched and curled up. And indeed, it's been that way ever since. Squirrel scooted to the top of the oak tree, balanced on a branch, and hid behind a cluster of leaves. Then he watched as the worn-out fire beings gave up and trudged back to their cave in the mountain. Once the fire beings were out of sight, the other animals bustled over to the oak tree. First, Chipmunk, with her newly striped back. Then Frog, with his smooth tail free behind. And finally, Coyote, with her white-tipped tail.
Excellent work, my friends! We did it! We freed fire! There's just one more thing to do. Squirrel, could you please toss me some wood?
Squirrel nibbled a slender branch off the oak tree and threw it down to Coyote.
Thank you! Now, friends, what do you say we put fire in the sky so we can bring brightness and warmth to the whole world?
The other animals nodded with excitement. Coyote took the first stick, the one they had freed from the fire beings, and used it to light the oak branch. Then she took the burning oak branch and hurled it way up in the air. Up and up the branch flew until it stuck in the sky and became the big, burning ball of fire we now know as the sun. And ever since then, the world has had light and heat, all thanks to four determined friends with a burning in their heart and a fire in their belly. Now it's your turn. Think about some of the things you've achieved, either as part of a team or by yourself. Cut out some strips of paper and write the words, "I can," on them. Then, one by one, finish that sentence with something you've proven you can do. Put your "I can" strips in a jar, or even, yes, a can. And every time you conquer a new challenge or learn a new skill, fill out another strip, drop it in, and watch your accomplishments grow. This week's story, Coyote's Flame, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Catherine Brewer. Our original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has drawn a black and white illustration for every Circle Round story, and you can print them out and color them in. Ask a grown-up to visit our website, wbur.org/circleround, and click on Soundtrack and Coloring Pages. Special thanks to this week's actors, Jefferson Russell, Ryan Schreim, Rachel Wong, and Brittany O'Grady. Grown-ups, you can see Brittany in Star on Fox and Little Voice on Apple TV+. Our featured instrument this week was the hand drum. You can learn more about the hand drum and see a video of the most amazing 9-year-old hand drum player we have ever seen on our website. Again, that's wbur.org/circleround. Have you subscribed to Circle Round yet? Grown-ups, you can find us on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast app you use. And please leave us some stars, write us a review, or just tell your friends about the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. One of the best things about creating Circle Round is hearing from listeners like you. Circle Round fans have been telling us about their favorite Circle Round stories, and we're excited to share some of their voices with you.
My name is Karis, and I'm from Atlanta, and my favorite Circle Round story is the Mountain Spring, because I like the part where the old woman becomes young again.
My name is John. I like the treasured axe because that actually loses his axe and he meets a god.
Hello, my name is Caden Yeo. I live in Norfolk, Massachusetts. My favorite story is the birds and the trees because the bird sacrifices herself to live on the ground.
Did someone mention an episode you missed? No problem. You can find every single Circle Round story on our website. That's wbur.org/circleround or wherever you and your grown-ups get your podcasts.